Okay, reading from Zohar for All, volume 12, page 143 in Hebrew. Article, The Providence of the Creator.
What?
I don't understand. Zohar for All, Volume 12, Excerpts, page 143, Providence of the Creator. 138. The whole difference between this world prior to the correction and the end of correction, prior to the end of correction, Malchut is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil, since the Malchut is the guidance of the Creator in this world. As long as the receivers have not been completed, so they can receive His whole benevolence, which He had contemplated in our favor in the thought of creation, the guidance must be in the form of good and bad, reward and punishment. It is so because our vessels of reception are still tainted with self-reception, which is very limited in its measure, as well as separates us from the Creator. The complete benefit in the great measure that He had contemplated for us is only in bestowal, which is pleasure without any boundary and limitation. But reception for oneself is limited and highly restricted because the satiation promptly puts out the pleasure. It is written, the Lord has made everything for His own purpose, meaning that everything that occurs in the world was created from its inception only to bestow contentment upon Him. Thus, people engage in worldly affairs in complete contrast to how they were initially created. Since the Creator is saying, the whole world was created for me. As it is written, the Lord has made everything for His own purpose, and everyone who is called by My name I have created for My glory. And we say the complete opposite, because we are saying the whole world was created only for us. We want to devour all the abundance of the world into our bellies, for our own delights and for our own glory. Thus, it is no wonder that we are still unworthy of receiving His complete benefit. For this reason, His guidance of good and evil has been prescribed for us with guidance of reward and punishment, for they are interdependent, because reward and punishment results from good and evil. When we use the vessels of reception contrary to how they were created, we necessarily sense evil in the operations of providence in relation to us. It is a law that the creature cannot receive disclosed evil from the Creator, for it is a flaw in the glory of the Creator for the creature to perceive Him as an evildoer, for this is unbecoming of the complete operator. Hence, when one feels bad, denial of the Creator's guidance lies upon him, and the superior operator is concealed from him. To that same extent, this is the greatest punishment in the world. Thus, the sensation of good and evil in relation to His guidance brings with it the sensation of reward and punishment. For one who exerts to not part from faith in the Creator is rewarded even when he tastes a bad taste in providence. And if he does not exert, he will have a punishment because he is separated from faith in the Creator. However, by the guidance of reward and punishment itself, the Creator has prepared it so that ultimately we will be rewarded with the end of correction through it, that all the people will obtain the corrected vessels of reception in order to bestow contentment upon their Maker, as it is written, the Lord has made everything for His own purpose, as they were initially created. At that time, the great Zivug of Atik Yomin will appear. We will come to repentance from love, and all the sins will be turned into merits, and all the bad into great good. At that time, His private providence will be revealed throughout the world, for all to see that He alone does, is doing, and will do all those deeds from before. This is because now, once the evil and the punishments have become benefits and merits, it will be possible to attain their doer. For they have now become fitting to the work of his hands. Now they will praise and bless him for those imaginary evils and punishments at that time. This is the main point of the essay. For thus far, the corrections too were regarded as the work of our hands because we received reward or punishment for them. However, at the great zivug of the end of correction, it will be revealed that both corrections and punishments were all the work of his hands.
Questions?
Ken.
What's the point that after I can justify the Creator for all the bad things that He had done for me, and later on I feel that they were imaginary, all this pain and punishments, but on real time...
What do you mean by imaginary? Did you feel them? Did it pain you?
According to what is written...
I don't know what it says. It says, you know, people say a lot. Are you experiencing it on the flesh? This is how you weigh things.
On my flesh, in real time, let's say now, I feel torments and punishments.
You're asking me? You tell me if you feel it or you don't. What are you asking me about?
I'm not asking, I'm saying, now I feel.
Yeah.
So what's the benefit that afterward I will feel as if it was imaginary and I can justify it?
The use is that these kelim remain, nothing's erased. Like it seems to you in this world that everything's erased, that you forget, that it's not that bad, nothing's erased. There is no heder, absence in spirituality.
So what does it give me?
It gives me kelim. Each and every sorrow gives kelim. Yeah? All the things that we suffer, and it's no mitzvah to suffer, but if we do suffer, all these things, they are accumulated in the kelim, nothing disappears. You were stung by a fly 20 years ago. It's there, accumulated. You cried as a baby because of something. It's there. Everything's there. It's the malchut, the general collective malchut itself, that everything exists in it. You're the one that can't comprehend this in your emotions because you have small kelim and you can't see the world from end to end, but everything remains. There's nothing that disappears. The only question is, either you go through these things and you suffer. You suffer on corporeal levels, or you raise them to spiritual levels. When you raise each and every problem to a spiritual degree, it's felt as something much shorter and in a completely different intensity in the clothing of chassadim, because you understand its goal, and therefore the suffering can even be felt as pleasure instead of suffering.
And it is felt on the will to receive. It's not felt in a person or in the soul.
What do you mean, the will to receive? Nothing besides the will, nothing was created besides the will to receive.
So where the pain that was is felt?
In the will to receive, always in the desire.
And where is me, where is I, the one who justifies, who is grateful?
You'll have to find yourself in the time being. There is none. You will be the Tzimtzum, the Masach, and the Ochozo. Right?
There's a question from Baku. Azar is asking about the same topic. When pain is felt, we think that this is a kind of redemption. If we have such a response for the act of Creator, does it turn evil into good?
Wait.
When we feel pain, we think that this is a kind of redemption.
Redemption?
This is what he writes.
Well,
if we respond to the act of Creator this way, does it turn evil into good?
Pain itself doesn't invert the bad into good. It's a very long way if we'll accumulate the suffering, the pain, and then we'll improve. The path of suffering is completely incorrect.
And relating to it as redemption, as he says,
I don't know how suffering is related to redemption. Pain doesn't benefit you in any way. It doesn't. There is no mitzvah to suffer. And it has nothing to do with the wisdom of Kabbalah at all, that if I'll suffer, then by that I correct something. You don't correct anything. This is how religions work. That if a person suffers, then by that he corrects himself. Nothing's corrected. How much did humanity suffer up till now? What did it correct exactly? Nothing.
When the Creator gives a person some kind of physical illness, we say that this is meant to cause that person to remember that there is the Creator who sends all these troubles to him.
Suppose.
Is there a way for that person to take the medicine before the blow so that the trouble won't come to him in a physical manner?
Right.
So what is the way to do so?
Connection, connecting with the friends, and praying for them to attain the reforming light and to build the Kli of the soul.
And if he still received it, it means that he didn't work correctly in this work of connection?
This I don't want to know. I don't want to get into your speculations. He got a sign. He didn't get a sign. If you know that these are signs, I don't know. It also doesn't say anything about these signs. You have to do these things, and that's that. To repeat again and again what it says there and try and do it. Let's continue.
We're on page 144 in Hebrew. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. 140. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. This means a holy day from among those upper days of the king, from the Sefirot de Zer Anpin, which are called days. Praising the friends who engage in Torah on the night of Shavuot, and each tells his friend that thing which he said. This is day to day pours forth that speech and praises him, and night to night means that each degree that governs in the night, the Sefirot of Malchut praises the other, and that knowledge is that each receives from his friend. And for all the wholeness, they have become friends and lovers. Because prior to the end of correction, before we qualified our vessels of reception to receive only in order to give contentment to our Maker and not our own benefit, Malchut is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. This is so because Malchut is the guidance of the world by people's actions. And since we are unfit to receive all the delight and pleasure that the Creator had contemplated in our favor in the thought of creation, we must receive the guidance of good and evil from the Malchut. This guidance qualifies us to ultimately correct our vessels of reception in order to bestow and to be rewarded with the delight and pleasure He had contemplated in our favor. Often, the guidance of good and evil causes us ascents and descents, each according to what he is. You should know that for this reason, each ascent is regarded as a separate day, because due to the great descent that he had, doubting the beginning, during the ascent he is as a newly born child. Thus, in each ascent, it is as though he begins to serve the Creator anew. This is why each ascent is considered a specific day, and similarly, each descent is considered a specific night. It is written, day to day pours forth speech, a holy day from among those upper days of the king. In other words, on each ascent that a person had, When he clung to the upper days of the Creator, the friends are praised, and each tells his friend that thing that he said. This is so because through the great zivug at the end of correction, they will be rewarded with repentance from love, for they will complete the correction of all the vessels of reception. So they will be only in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator. In that zivug, all of the great delight and pleasure of the thought of creation will appear to us. At that time, we will evidently see that those punishments from the term of descent, which brought us into doubting the beginning, were the thing that purified us and were the direct causes of the happiness and godness.
Meaning, there is justification for the suffering, but it's not that we have to go for them. As if that by them we will become pure. If they come, and for some reason we can't mitigate them, then we remain in them, but still there is no such mitzvah. A doctor was given permission to cure. You have to go and cure yourself. You have to mitigate the judgments. Your obligation is not to suffer. But if it happens, it also becomes a part of the correction.
All these nights, which are the descents, the afflictions and punishments, which stopped the dvekut of the Creator until they became many days, one after the other,
that stop the adhesion with the Creator. These are the nights and the torments, the darkness, not now, just something that pains us.
Now, once the night and darkness have become merits and good deeds as well, the night shines like the day and darkness like light. There are no more arrests, and all 6,000 years unite into a single great day. Thus, all the zivugim that came out one at a time and disclosed ascents and descents that were separate from one another have now assembled into a level of one sublime and transcendent level of zivug which shines from the end of the world through its end. It is written, day to day pours forth that speech, because the world, the word that separated between one day and the next, has now become a great praise and praises. For it has become a merit. Thus, they all became one day for the Lord. It is said, and night to night, because all those words and sufferings that are called nights, for which the degrees became discrete, one at a time. Now, they too shine like the day, since they have all gathered and became a single receptacle for the great knowledge that fills the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. It follows that each night for itself would remain in the dark, had it not come into a gathering with all the nights. This is so because each night receives its share in the knowledge only out of the bonding with the rest of the nights. Article Concealment of Light.
Questions. Meaning everything joins together. The days, the nights, and everything reaches a single day, which is Yom Hashem. Okay. What are you looking at me for?
Roy Miron,
I don't see him around.
La 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 la